Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got the Beacon Bits. That's our part of the show where we talk about something from the Beacon newspaper. You've probably seen it. It's at over 1,500 locations around D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Free newspaper for those 50 and over. And Stuart Rosenthal, who is the editor, publisher, is with me today. Good morning.
Hi, Eric. Good morning.
So what do you have for us today?
We'll talk about a couple of health stories, Q&A kind of things, where our columnists have entertained ideas and questions from our readers. One of them is our NutritionWise columnist, and she was asked, is it true that pomegranates help prevent prostate cancer? Now, pomegranates, I know pomegranate juice is like really popular now, and you see it a lot in health food stores and whatnot. So she tells us really what's going on with pomegranates. First of all, they have a high amount of polyphenols, which are these compounds that show antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects in lab studies. So there is a belief that it might indeed impact people's health. And one thing's interesting about pomegranates, they have a particular unique polyphenol that you can't get any other place, and that the body processes it into something called urolithins, which I've never heard of before, but which have been shown in lab studies to decrease the growth of prostate cancer cells and their ability to spread. So that's where the notion comes from, that pomegranates may help prevent prostate cancer. There's been no direct study that actually tries it in people with prostate cancer of that sort, except for a small intervention trial that she talks about where they gave men with early stage prostate cancer 8 ounces of pomegranate juice a day. And what it did was it significantly slowed the rise of their PSA levels.
Huh.
Now, PSA levels, you know, are tested in the blood test, and it does seem to indicate, there seems to be a correlation between that and prostate cancer. But again, the study doesn't say that pomegranates prevent the cancer, but you can draw your own conclusions. It does seem to have an impact on things. So
interesting.
Might be worth considering.
Yes, no doubt.
Another reader asked about the role of a gluten-free diet in reducing cancer risk. Uh-huh. You know, there's so much out there nowadays about gluten-free.
Right.
For those people who have celiac disease,
mm-hmm.
you know, gluten is really toxic.
Yes.
You know, it can cause the body to fight its own cells and then to damage its own intestines, and it can be very serious. And in that sense, it could indeed raise the risk of cancer for someone with celiac.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a bunch of people, not a huge number, but a certain percentage of the population that seems to be sensitive to gluten. Mm-hmm. They don't have celiac disease, they don't have that kind of reaction, but they seem like they get an upset stomach or they get tired or whatever when they eat gluten, and they found they feel better when they cut it out. Scientists don't think that has anything to do with cancer. It doesn't seem to have the same kind of issue as celiac disease. But for the vast majority of Americans that don't have celiac, that don't have this gluten sensitivity, she says there's no reason to avoid gluten. In fact, you might be doing yourself a disservice
mm-hmm.
because so many whole wheat and whole grain products contain gluten and are really good sources of fiber and phytochemicals that may be cancer preventive.
Right.
So you're actually hurting yourself if you're trying to avoid cancer by staying away from products containing gluten if you do that.
Plus, there's usually an additional expense for gluten-free.
Absolutely.
So it's not necessarily helpful, healthy.
Right.
Of course, everybody has to make their mind up about that themselves.
That's true. And who knows what the future will show in terms of further studies. People often say you never know.
Right.
So.
All right. Thanks, Stuart.
Oh, I have a couple more stories.
Time. Yeah. Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Trying to get rid of me, huh?
All right, get out of here.
All right. This is sort of fun too. This is a list of some folk remedies that were recommended or suggested by readers when they were asked by our dear pharmacist columnist,
Susie
Cohen.
Okay.
What works for you? What have you done that you do all the time that seems like, you know, it's a family remedy?
Yeah.
Some of these are a little bit crazy, if you ask me, but give it a try. If you have a minor burn that doesn't expose any skin, Rob says, quickly rub some toothpaste on it, and it will help it heal. One woman says that she uses the inside of banana peels when she gets a rash or redness or little bug bites, and that it helps control the itch. Someone else along the same line says if you have a bug bite or a mosquito or a wasp bite in particular, use deodorant, that it'll take out the sting. Rub it with deodorant. I never heard that one before either.
Wow.
If you have a sinus infection, someone says take a teaspoon of oregano, boil it for 10 minutes in 4 cups of water, cool it down, and then spray it into your nostrils every day. And that'll help reduce the incidence of sinus infections. And finally, for irritable bowel syndrome, one writer...
Great way to end.
Yeah, yeah. One reader said she tried a peppermint capsule that was given to her by a passenger next to her on a flight, and that it really made a difference, and now she uses that all the time. She swears by it.
Interesting. I was at a listing appointment in Vienna about a week ago, and the guy gave me some Willard water, which I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
It's some kind of water that you drink, and it's supposed to help you better with minerals and things like this. Kind of strange color, but interesting. All right. Well, thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to International Living. There's an opportunity that you have to leave this country and live outside of America. Have you ever thought about that for retirement? One of my listeners, Elizabeth, has been listening to the show faithfully for a long time, sent me information about a new international trend, which is including the country of Panama. Guess what? You're going to find Johns Hopkins-affiliated hospitals, tropical beaches, cool highland retreats, and a big city living space. Plus, the country is really kind of a chameleon in terms of appealing to many different tastes. And these days, it's one of the easiest places to settle. If you're thinking about, you know, cutting back on costs and possibly leaving the States, you know, even for part of the year, think of it this way. Maybe you want to leave the States to live for the 6 months of the wintertime. Fine. Here's an opportunity. A mere $1,200 a month will buy you a comfortable living. You can take a taxi across town for a couple of dollars, see a movie for under $4, get a trim at the barbershop for $5, or have dinner for two with a bottle of wine at one of the city's trendy restaurants for just $30. So they've got this pensionada program, which is designed to attract retirees, and it's arguably the best in the world. Qualified retirees can take 50% off entertainment like movies or concerts, 25% off of airline tickets, 10% off of prescription medicines, and 50% off of closing costs on a home and more. If you're interested in getting information, thinking, hey, I would like to find out more about that, we will introduce you to a wonderful real estate agent who can help you there in Panama. Other countries also apply if you're thinking of, you know, checking out Costa Rica or want to consider South America or other places in the world. Contact the Eric Stewart Group in our relocation department. Alex, she is just a whiz with relocation and does a great job of vetting excellent real estate agents around the world to make sure that they uphold the standards that the Eric Stewart Group espouses and shares with you on this show. So reach out to us toll-free at 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Remember that number and give us a call. Talk to Alex. You can also go to email her directly at alex@ericstewartgroup.com. Those of you with places here in America thinking about maybe paring down on an extra house that's just sucking money out of your pocket every month, well, I understand. I've been there, done that, and we will find you a good realtor anywhere in the country to help you sell that property. Also, if you want to buy a second home someplace, the same. So think of Alex. Go to alex@ericstewartgroup.com. Send her an email and say, hey, I need help selling or buying a place, and tell her where, and she'll ask a string of questions and make sure we help you out. Toll-free number one more time, 800-900-9104. Well, so what's going on with the commodities market? Okay, it's like the best of times sometimes. It's the worst of times. So we've got oil having jumped up, you know, close to $40 a barrel over the past 3-4 weeks. You've seen the price of the pump go up a little bit. So really what we want to look for, there are five indicators that we want to keep an eye on to understand really where commodities are headed. I'll post this on our blog and our website, plus the 10 best states for retirement here in the States. I'll cover that next week on this show. Commodities. In fact, I'm going to have to take a break here. I apologize. But we'll post this up on the site. Feel free to go to ericstewartgroup.com and read about it there, and we'll discuss what those five indicators are and how they will help us understand where prices really are headed in commodities. Before I go, the Market Ready Guide is that free guide we've been offering out forever on the show. We've gone through a rewrite on it. If you are interested in getting the newest copy of the Market Ready Guide, you can get a hard copy, one you can hold in your hands, look at, write on, and so on. We'll give it to you, and we send it to you for nothing. This is consumer-oriented real estate radio, folks. We tell you how to interview a realtor before you hire one. We tell you what kinds of things you can do to your home which will really make you money. We'll advise you in the entire process. The Market Ready Guide is a primer of how to get your home ready to sell. Want a copy? Give us a call right now at 800-900-9104 and just request it through the voicemail, or you can go to our guide section of the website and input your information, your address there, and we'll ship one out to you. Again, no charge whatsoever, no shipping, no handling. Isn't that nice? Where do you find that in America? Well, right here at the Eric Stewart Group. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on that. And lest I forget, with all of the information that we are providing today on different communities that you could move to, there are those of you who still don't know how to get rid of your stuff. Anybody raise your hand on that one? Yeah, I see a few of you. Uh-huh. So you want a copy of the Right Sizing Guide too? Well, we'll send you both then. We'll send you the Right Sizing Guide and the Market Ready Guide absolutely free. The Right Sizing Guide is my process of, I'm a senior real estate specialist at Long & Foster, my process from the beginning of helping a senior evaluate what they have, keep the memories alive to be able to pass on to the next generation, get rid of the stuff, find the right community, and make the move. Want more information? Call me toll-free, 800-900-9104. Or again, shoot us an email. You can shoot me an email personally if you'd like at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. And I typically respond back very promptly. Well, we're going to take another quick break. And right after I get back, Holly Henderson joins me from Ashby Ponds in Loudoun County. Keep it right there.